Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, why not a staple, one of Bach's Brandenburg Concertos, at the talents of Fabio Biondi as well, and a little bit of vamping and flappers, and of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some celebratory trumpet music from an artist back in the day called the Paganini of the trumpet. I'm not saying too far back in the day. He's also deemed as a rare talent. And I'm speaking of the trumpeter Sergei Nakaryakov, who emerged on the scene in the late 1990s at the tender age of 15. He was just 9 years old when, due to an accident, he did abandon the piano and took up the trumpet. Well, we're all happy about that because the rest is history. We're going to be hearing a classic from his debut recording. This is from Gershwin, The Rhapsody in Blue, which was composed for solo piano and jazz band. Just a little bit of classical music and jazz together with amazing results. Here is Sergei Nakaryakov and Alexander Markovich. The versatile chops, I will say, and sensitivity of the incredibly talented Sergei Nakaryakov. He was joined by Alexander Makovich on piano, and that was Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. And as promised at the top of the show, a fabulous violinist, the poet violinist Fabio Biondi. This next selection comes from a lovely CD of works for unaccompanied violin. It is an adventurous collection, stuff from Tartini all the way to Prokofiev, but it's on Baroque violin, and nobody does it better than Fabio Biondi. We're going to sample some of Tartini's sonata.
Thank you.
music that reminds me of a perfect but ever-changing day. That was music by Tartini, his sonata for solo violin in G major, and performed amazingly by Fabio Biondi. I just like to say his name on Baroque violin. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to go back, or Bach, to the basics, music by Bach from his Brandenburg Concertos. Now, these are a collection, many of you may know, of six instrumental works which were presented by Bach to Christian Ludwig Margrave of Brandenburg back in 1721, though some people do surmise that he may have composed them earlier. But I'm going to read you the dedication that he wrote to Christian Ludwig Margrave. And I quote, "As I had the good fortune a few years ago to be heard by Your Royal Highness at Your Highness's commands, and as I noticed then that Your Highness took some pleasure in the little talents which heaven has given me for music, and taking leave of Your Royal Highness, Your Highness's design to honor me with the command to send Your Highness's some pieces of my compositions. I have, in accordance with Your Highness's most gracious orders, taken the liberty of rendering my most humble duty to Your Royal Highness with the presence of concertos, which I have adapted to several instruments, begging Your Highness most humbly not to judge their imperfection with the rigor of that discriminating and sensitive taste which everyone knows him to have for musical works, but rather to take into consideration the profound respect and the most humble obedience which I thus attempt to show him." Wow. Well, those are such humble words from a genius. The dedication that Bach wrote introducing his Brandenburg Concertos. Well, why don't we take a listen to a genius at work? Here's the Lind Consort and Hans Martin Lind conducting, and Bach's Brandenburg Concerto number 2. Thank you. absolutely amazing. That was Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 and an incredible performance by the Lind Consort with Hans Martin Lind conducting. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I believe it is the time. Regular listeners may be familiar. It is oboe music time. We might not have enough time as I'd like today to explore the oboe, but we're going to celebrate a great oboist, Harry Sargas. Now, he was the principal oboist with the Toronto Symphony from 1971 to 1982, and he also was a guest soloist around the world. He did attend Yale, name dropping, and his principal teachers were none other than Robert Bloom and John Mack, to name a few. Wow, that's a stellar cast. And, you know, they all have this most amazing oboe tone. I call it like liquid honey. Well, let's take a taste of it by some music by Henry Cowell from his 3 ostinato with chorales. Here is Mr. Sargas. He's joined by the members of the Toronto Sinfonietta and Carl St. Clair. Oboist Harry Sargas and Henry Cowell's, some excerpts from Henry Cowell's Three Ostinata with Chorales from the Discord Premier Oboe Works. And he was joined by the members of the Toronto Sinfonietta and Carl St. Clair. And I really do not have any introduction to this next disc, except all kinds of fun in the name of floppers, vamps, and sweet young things. Enjoy.
Look me over carefully, or I'll down up from A to Z. Guess you wonder where I'm gonna go. I'm excited, I'll admit, you ain't heard the half of it. Gonna meet the one that I love so. Hey, hey, clear the way, looks like this is my lucky day. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Just can't be annoyed, am I happy, I'm overjoyed. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Oh, what kissing, and oh, what petting. Oh, what loving I will soon be getting. Yay, bo, what a day, here I go, I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Hey, hey, clear the way, looks like this is my lucky day. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Just can't be annoyed, am I happy, I'm overjoyed. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. Oh, what kisses, and oh, what pets. Oh, what love and I will soon be getting. Yay, bo, what a day, here I go, I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. I'll admit that Romeo was a most successful beau when he called on Juliet's au fair. But my sweetie, you should see, he don't need no balcony. He can do his loving anywhere. Hey, hey, just got through manicure and a good shampoo. I'm gonna need my sweetie now. Got a brand new hat, brand new zip and a brand new laugh. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now. When I think of how his arms come stealing, I'm so nervous, girls, you know that little feeling. I'm just nearly wild. Come on, mother, save your child. I'm gonna meet my sweetie now.
Well, I'm going to meet my sweetie now, too.
I'm just a woman, a lonely woman, waiting on the weary shore. I'm just a woman who's only human, one you should be sorry for. Woke up this morning around about dawn, without a warning I found he was gone. Why should he do it? How could he do it? He never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? These tears in these eyes telling you, am I blue? You'd be too if your plan with your man done fell through. just ask me, am I blue? Ain't these teardrops in these eyes telling a tale to you? Am I blue? You'd be too, I'm not fooling. If your plan made with your man happened to fall through, was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I good gay? Till today, now he's gone.
Okay, those floppers, vamps, and sweet young things seem to want to keep getting on the airwaves. We heard Am I Blue? And before that, I'm going to meet my sweetie now. Great selections from a vintage disc. We're just going to finish off with a great Canadian export. This ensemble has been performing together for a little more than 20 years, and they were discovered the passion within their performance back in Stanley Park in Vancouver years ago at a restaurant with a memorable evening of palm court music. Today we're going to sample one of their earlier offerings, music from the disc Entre Nous. Here is this part of the Suite Populaire Espagnole by Manuel de Falla. A fitting way to end a program. Some music by the talented group Viveza and some selections by Manuel de Falla from the Suite Populaire Espagnole from the disc called Entre Nous. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you very much for joining me. Looking forward to next time.